Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School Concert Band. My name is John Fay from Pleasanton, California. We're here together at the, and welcome to the CMEA Bay Section Band Orchestra Festival East F here at Clayton at Castro Valley High School on May 4th, 2019. I'm going to enjoy hearing you guys play and hearing what the work that you guys have been able to put together for the last couple months on these really fine pieces of music. So I'm looking forward to hearing you and giving some feedback on the in the areas of quality of sound, technique, and musicality. And I'm just going to go ahead and let this run as you are being introduced. And then you'll get ready to go. All right. Sketches of Canada. Nice pickup. Good first notes here in these, in this the False Young Man in the first movement. I would look at balance a little bit, just bringing out your clarinets and having them play out a little bit more, only to as you've really got a strong bassoon section. Your other option might be to move the bassoons back in your ensemble a little bit, but you know, in terms of to kind of force that that balance to happen on stage, also. Be really clear, bassoons, about the length of note of the staccato, especially the staccato quarter note. You're going to be consistent with that. Nice, consistent use of the articulations and the trumpets. The slurs sound like everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing between the tongues and the slurs. Yeah, just work on the better alignment. I know it's difficult because you've got the trumpets needing to listen forward to the clarinet eighth notes at 65 to where to line up. So just be really conscious about where that conductor has the baton so that you can all stay together on beat two, major 66, 68, okay? Not bad. Some intonation issues on the sustain note, and also the appoggiatura, the chaccatura, the whatever that is, a major seven, the two eighth notes on beat three. That just make sure that those are also being played in tune across the alto saxes and horns. Yeah, support the sound on the diminuendo. Okay. Good eyes in terms of watching and keeping the time together in the bars 17 through 20. I would just be focusing a lot on the air support and making sure that that sound, those notes are in tune. Yeah, be careful, trumpets, on the on those pickup eighth notes at the mezzo forte at 32. That you don't hammer that with an accent. It's a mezzo forte, so it's just an extension of the crescendo that happens before it. My advice would be not to breathe on that crescendo. So you're playing the quarter notes in 31 to the half note C. At 32, no breath with the crescendo, D-ah-da, would help maybe to smooth out the tongue, where you're not having to take a breath and then a re-enter, if you will. But just be cautious that you're not adding those accents into the phrases. Okay, here we go. Third movement. Yeah, alignment on those quarter notes and this new tempo measures one and two. It's tough because they're slurred, but there wasn't a very clear alignment of beats one, two, three, four with everybody in the ensemble. People were shifting and being at different tempos on those first eight quarter notes. Yeah, good modulations here. I like the key changes, shifting of tonality was very, very, happened very well. Just be careful that the supporting lines don't overpower the melody. We can still hear it, but it seems like they're really trying to push the envelope a little bit at this mezzo forte volume to try and make that that sound be able to come through. Yeah, I'd explore those softer dynamics even more. I've got an opportunity here with the forte piano from everybody, and I should have been for two forte pianos in that measure. And I heard the first one. I really wasn't clear and didn't hear the second one, partly because that piano really didn't happen. Probably as on time as you would want it to be. Okay, so keep working on the center of pitch, supporting with that airflow to make sure that those notes are being played in tune. The other is just keep working on better vertical alignment, watching, but also using your other senses. Use your ears as well to help you with the with staying together as an ensemble. While I watch the yellow wheat. Yeah, a little rough getting into the first note. It's so hard. It's such a challenge to play piano on an entrance at the beginning of a piece. I would continue working on what the embouchure and the air need to do, and also the release of the tongue. It's not as harsh. It's not as fast. In order to let that piano come out and get that instrument to respond the way you want it to. Again, it's super, super difficult. Yeah, still some vertical alignment problems, especially when you get into this, the third and fourth rows. Just watching and make sure you're staying with the conductor and knowing when you're going to change from one to beat two. And again, using your ears, if you listen ahead or forward in the band, you're hearing the flutes and clarinets subdivide the first beat. Ya, da, da, there's the second beat with them. So again, encouraging you to use all of those senses that are available to you. It's not just the eyes. Okay, good attempt at the phrasing here to extend that. I hear a 25. Yeah, some problems just with notes. Again, it sounds like it could be alignment, but it also sounds like it could be just people playing wrong parts and wrong rhythms. So I'm not willing to go there. So it's just a matter of just making sure that you play together. That's an interesting notes here. Some interesting writing into chords that then the notes they're adding to it. Okay, that was better in terms of a first note, or a pickup note. Still keep working on that response, that what the embouchure and the airflow needs to do in order to make sure that again, you get a response from everybody in the ensemble and at the time that you want it. Good eyes at the end. I'd look at exploring that piano dynamic level even more here at the end. It's a very large group, and so that's, again, a challenge for you guys is how do you play those softer dynamics with that many students on the stage. Vertical alignment, make sure you're watching, but also using your ears, okay? And then here we go. So this is the Pioneers. Yeah, more bass. Yeah, a little bit of a stretch in that upper register there. Trumpets, bar seven. Just really make sure that you're using more air and less chops. Okay. Also, I would consider, and I would ask the question, are you using one and three or are you using your first finger valve for D trumpets and measure the dotted quarters of measure three and measure five and the first major? Though that partial is going to be a flat partial, and so you either have to lift those up and tune them up, or you need to use one and three. So if you're going to use one, or if you're going to use two for E flat up there, then you need to raise the pitch up. Otherwise, one and three or two and three for E flat are a better choice because they're a note that's better in tune. A little bit of alignment. Some people getting the ostinato is a little bit ahead. Da, 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 da. So it's maybe not playing those notes too short, especially the quarter notes in those bars, those upbeat quarter notes, might be something that you would consider playing a little longer, so just make sure that it doesn't rush. Yeah, watching is also as well as making sure that you're supporting. Okay, looking up, getting your eyes up. I'd actually want to hear the snare probably a little bit more too on in that last section, just to help out with the tempo change as well as just that more rhythmic involvement from in measure 43. To the transition here. Good trumpets. Yeah, but then when you take the breath after the dotted quarter or dotted half, and then you come in on the F, it's really strong. I mean, again, it's kind of sticking out of that context. And so everything that you do, make sure that it's fitting in. Those entrances are fitting into the existing, the sort of the existing palette, that musical palette. The you want to fit into their sound instead of stick out. Even though you're the melody, you still want to not do anything that like an accent or a major dynamic change on those notes because. It doesn't blend well. Some wrong notes in there. This is on the major triad. I want to say it was 76, but it could have been 75. Clarity of the tongue. On that rhythmic figure in 85, da 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 da. Again, look at some stylistic things that could help with the definition of where those notes are being placed. Perhaps a little shorter, da 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 da. So a little more separation in between. So it's not a short note, but it's a little separation to help with the timing of the tongue. Ooh, some notes issues going into that transition, that modulation into this key change here. And then some performers struggling with the accuracy. Okay, yeah, not bad with regards to the that forte piano crescendo handled pretty well. Again, I'd like to hear a little bit more of the maybe a little less of bass drum, a little more of the snare, just to kind of get again with that balance to the as many of the, are in your ensemble. I keep working for. your that vertical alignment, that being together with regards to the precision of where the beat is, again using all your senses. Keep working on that air support in order to support those notes, especially in the upper range. Keep looking to as you come in and out of the ensemble and take your breaths, and you need to, step out and come back in from a musical standpoint. Be careful that you're blending in with the sound that you're coming into and not overplaying your first notes within phrases, or first notes of the pieces, especially at the extreme dynamic levels. Just make sure that you have that control, that you're working on that embouchure and that air support in order to make sure that the notes are able to sound the way that, at the timing that you want them to sound. Some rhythmic things are kind of interrupting with the overall styles of the pieces being able to be communicated. But overall, I think you've got a pretty strong sense of what the style or the musicality piece of it, the what the message is trying to be conveyed through the music. And then the last thing would be is to just kind of encourage you to explore those lower dynamic ranges, the pianos, especially when you have those opportunities at forte piano to come down and kind of get out of the way of the other things that are happening on the in the ensemble. All right. Hope my comments meant some help. Enjoyed the performance. Thank you very much.